Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. MSU and U of M football both emerged victorious on Saturday, but headed in different directions in yesterday's polls. With us now to discuss the latest developments, Joe Rexrode from the Detroit Free Press. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I am well, thank you. You called the MSU injury situation freaky. How bad is it?
Yeah, well, I've never seen anything like this for a team. I've never seen this many in a full season for a team, and this is a halfway point. So, I mean, if you think about Mark D'Antonio's teams, really the last 2 years, each of those teams had one long-term injury. Both of them were to a defensive backup linebacker. You know, this team lost a starting potential All-America linebacker in preseason camp, and it really hasn't stopped since then. Now, some players may be back at Michigan Saturday, most notably Jack Conklin, the starting left tackle, which would be huge for Michigan State to get him back. But there are some others who may not be able to play after some new injuries Saturday at Rutgers, including senior center Jack Allen.
U of M outscored opponents 157-7 in its last four games. How can MSU overcome the Wolverines' undeniable momentum?
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, Michigan has tons of confidence right now. You can see that. And playing extremely well on defense, great team defense. Now, you can look at the fact that, you know, BYU and Northwestern had freshman quarterbacks playing at Michigan. And you look at Michigan State, and I think that's where it all starts for Michigan State. Senior quarterback Connor Cook, he's been in tons of big games. He's played in front of hostile crowds. On Saturday night, he really bailed Michigan State out with his best game of the season. And Cook and his receivers were both excellent in that game, and that's exactly what Michigan State is going to need to solve that Michigan defense, which is just playing very well right now.
Joe Rexrode of the Detroit Free Press is our guest. We're talking about last Saturday's games and just as much, if not more, next Saturday's Michigan-Michigan State game. You also have described MSU's defense as erratic. What needs to be fixed?
Well, a lot. This defense will make plays, but it will give up plays. And I don't know if it's really something you can quickly fix. I mean, I think I mentioned Ed Davis earlier. Vyante Copeland was the team's best cornerback. He's out for the season, too. R.J. Williamson, senior safety, playing very well. He's out. I think you saw his absence a little bit Saturday night in terms of some mistakes in the back end. There was a touchdown pass when safety got sucked up on a run fake, and it was an easy touchdown pass. And so, you know, you have to be disciplined, and you have to communicate, and you have to tackle in space. And through six games, Michigan State just hasn't done those things on a consistent basis like some of its great defenses of the recent past did. For this game, you have to play a great game, and that's possible, but we haven't seen evidence of full games of solid defense from this team.
Your Free Press colleague Drew Sharp wrote that the trending MSU-U of M discussion is exactly the kind of situation that Coach Mark D'Antonio loves. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Michigan, it's amazing to think, even a couple weeks ago, I don't think anyone would have guessed that this would be a situation with Michigan State, really almost a heavy underdog in this game. The betting line is jumping in Las Vegas. People are betting on Michigan. The line is growing. As you said earlier, the polls, Michigan State's dropping, Michigan is rising fast. I mean, all these things, certainly Mark D'Antonio will use them this week. And you wouldn't have expected that he would have the sort of the underdog card to play, but he'll play it.
Yesterday's odds makers had U of M, a 4-point favorite over Michigan State. Are we up to 7 points now, Joe?
Yeah, well, 7, and actually it may even be past that at this point. We just had an update on our website, but I have to check it out. But it's going up. So, and 7, yeah, that's significant in football. It's obviously, more than a touchdown favorite. So certainly people think Michigan's in good shape here.
Joe Rexroad of the Detroit Free Press joins us to talk MSU football and U of M football. Talking with your State Journal colleague Graham Couch after the game on Saturday, you wondered whether MSU can raise the bar, your phrase, against U of M this week. What do you think? Do you think they can?
Well, look, eight times Mark D'Antonio teams have played Michigan, and eight times they've played, you know, at a high level, you know, come with intensity, but also with, you know, good game plans and good execution, and really easily could have won all eight of those. You know, won six, easily could have won all eight. I expect Michigan State to bring its best game Saturday. The question I have is whether that's good enough, especially in light of the missing players, because yeah, you also expect Michigan. I mean, Michigan has to be sick of this, you know, losing six of the last seven. So much momentum and confidence playing at home, so much excitement, and Jim Harbaugh clearly is showing that he's a good football coach. So I think Michigan State will raise its level, but can it raise it enough? I think if Michigan State is right there and it's a close game in the fourth quarter, then I think you can look at Connor Cook, the senior quarterback, and say maybe Michigan State has the edge if it is close late.
I can already feel the excitement in the air building here, especially after this past weekend. It's going to be intense. Weather.com calling for partly cloudy and around 50 in Ann Arbor on Saturday. Not extraordinary weather, really, for October. Joe Rexroad, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark. Have a good day.